You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms Chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
We want you to tell us about the time you played doctor on yourself. 206-803-ROCK.
I'm learning rather quickly. We thought we only had a couple of doctors, at least legit doctors that listen to the show, but we have a lot of make-believe doctors because our phone lines are full and our text lines are full as well.
Not only do we have a lot of doctors on the line, but we actually have a dentist.
Let's go.
Sean from Maple Valley, what did you do in your mouth?
Well, I had a pretty bad cavity a couple years back. And my tooth started chipping away. So I decided to take it upon myself. You know, I'm kind of lower income, and I didn't want to go wait in line. Basically is what you have to do if you're lower income, wait in line for a long time. And I didn't do that, so I just took it upon myself to take some pliers and break it off piece by piece.
Oh, my God.
And there was a lot of crunching and cracking. And
dude.
It was pretty painful. So, but after it was done... About a couple days later, it started to heal over, and I'm good to go.
I remember when I had to have it done, and they numbed my mouth up, and just the sensation of feeling and hearing the cracking was just kind of unnerving. But did you like take a shot of whiskey or like not like try and numb it up somehow?
Oh yeah, I was smoking weed and drinking.
So. Okay, fair enough. I wish my dentist would do that to me as well.
206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the time you played doctor on yourself, Chris from Smoky Point. What'd you do with your kneecap?
So I was working on a truck, and I was doing some maintenance on it, and I was cutting off some brackets. And I was using a 4-inch angle grinder with a cutoff wheel, and it bound up and whipped out of my hand and sliced my kneecap open.
So
I had a gnarly scar where the ankle grinder sliced through my pants, through my kneecap, and into the muscle and the fatty tissue.
Oh, my God.
We could actually see inside of my kneecap. And so I put some pressure on it for a little bit, and it still wasn't holding together. So I put a few stitches in it before we went to the doctor. And the doctor was like, "Who put these stitches in?" I said, "I did."
Were they impressed?
<didn't> hurt. My mom taught me how to do it. She was a critical care nurse.
Okay, and, I was going to say, the only way I know how to like even consider trying to do stitches from watching First Blood or Rambo when like he had to stitch himself, and it was like one of the most gnarly scenes. I'm like, I don't think I could do that. But, you know, Chris, did you think you could do something like that? Like if you said, hey, at some point you might have to give yourself stitches, did you think you could pull that off, or was just one of those moments of just pure panic? You're like, I got to do it. I have no choice.
Oh, I wasn't panicked at all. I was pretty calm about the whole thing. I've done a lot. I've played doctor a lot. I've put people's fingers back on before. I've done all kinds of stuff. I was a first responder on an aircraft crash on my last deployment that I was on.
Oh, wow.
That one you can look up on the internet. F-35 crashes into the back of the USS Carl Vinson. That actually took out the aircraft that I was sitting on.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I had to help out and take care of a couple people. So it was, I've seen a few things, and I've had to do quite a bit of stuff. it's wild times.
I now know if I slice my knee open, I need to be around Chris from Smoky Point.
That's the kind of guy you want in your close friend group and your family.
The person who doesn't panic, as opposed to me who'd be screaming blamer, like, oh my gosh, I can see your kneecap.
Jacob from Puyallup, you played doctor on yourself because of a nail gun. What happened?
To start with, I've shot myself, unfortunately, in the 21 years or so that I've been in the business, like 5 times.
Okay.
But the last time I shot myself in the leg with, it was a 23 gauge nail. So it's pretty small, technically, but I didn't think it actually went into my leg. But it did, and I ended up digging it out with my razor.
Was it just because you didn't want to go to a doctor, or you just were like, it was a moment of like, I need to get this out as soon as possible?
I didn't want to go to the doctor, no, because it was the, I had an hour left of work to do there. I just wanted to get it over.
Jacob, I bet you are always up to date on your tetanus shots, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, imagine working with Jacob and you call in sick, and Jacob's like, I call in sick? Come on, you pansy. I kept working. I shot a nail in my leg and dug it out with a razor.
He's a man. Trucker Rob from Tacoma, you have an earwax candle. I've always been curious about these. You just used it last week.
Yes, I do. And first of all, happy anniversary, young lady.
Thank you so much.
You and your hubby.
Thank you.
I just had to say that. But no, what it is, you can go down, and it's better than having to use any fluids or anything like that. You go down, you buy an earwax candle. It's about a foot long. You very snip the end of it, and you light the top with a lighter, and it burns the flame real slow. You lay on whatever side, you know, your opposite side, stick that in your ear, and it just let that candle burn nice and slow. There's no drippage. There's no pain, nothing like that. But what's weird is once it starts sucking out the earwax, you kind of hear like a little crackling and popping, which is kind of weird. But you let it go down. Yeah, you let it go down to about maybe 6 inches, and then you pull it out, blow it off. And what you can do is when you're done, you can split that up the middle with some scissors or razor, open it up, and it will blow your mind at how much crap and crud and gunk you pulled out of your ear. You'll be like, damn, my ear had, no wonder I couldn't hear crap.
Trucker Rob, I've seen some of those videos, and it's always just like, wow, that I was not expecting to see what just came out of that person's ear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's times where, I mean, I've had head colds where, it's good, you know, 5 or 6 inches of just solid earwax and gunk. And you're like, I had no idea that there was that much earwax and crap inside your ear. But that candle is awesome. I've tried what you've done, where you've done the water in a bowl, let it slowly drain out. And it just, the feeling of the water in my ear, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm underwater. That's why I use that earwax candle to kind of lay down on a pillow, watch TV, let it just slowly burn down to where you want, pull it out. And it is amazing. You feel 1,000 times better.
See, I would do it though if it had drippage and pain. I kind of want drippage and pain when I do that.
That is so wrong. But it's so funny too. Sometimes when I get mine all drained out, it's like I almost feel like I have better balance. You know, it's like it is so relieving when you finally get it done.
No, it makes me want to try. Because I can't imagine. I've never had my ears cleaned in that to that capacity. I mean, I've gone, you know, for my yearly physicals, they check them out.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
never said, hey, we need to shove some wax in your ear and rip the stuff out of it. But like, it makes me wonder how much better my hearing would be. And maybe even, like you said, like the equilibrium and all that kind of stuff.
How's your hearing today?
I think it's okay.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.